Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's back. Yeah, I know. I'm excited, too. Settle down. Pam's the president of Unity Marketing, and she's the author of all the books on why people who have a little extra to spend do what they do. Meet the Henrys, Shops That Pop, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. You're starting to get the picture. But she also, folks, is a great researcher on what's happening, what's really going on out on Main Street. And she's joining us today with some new stuff that I'm really impressed with and proud of her for producing. And we're going to talk about that. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you this morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I'm glad you have been focusing on demographics. Because yes. I have been fascinated with this topic for decades, and I have not stopped talking about it, reporting on it on my show since the beginning.
Right.
And demographic waves that are out there, these are cohorts of humans who were already born, and they behave in a way that's not identical, but very similar, and they wave through society, don't they?
Yes, exactly. I mean, demographics is population, it's people, they're our customers, they're the people we need to know, and as much as we need to focus on, you know, strategies and tactics to reach them, I mean, we really need to understand sort of the foundation, which is the demographics, the facts and figures that describe these populations of people, and that's what demographics is. And unfortunately, people are dismissing it like it doesn't matter, but it is the foundation of all marketing. It's the foundation of developing a relationship and understanding who your customer is.
I do believe that technology is blurring the lines a little bit between
right.
the generations, but not in a wholesale way, not enough to minimize the impact of the demographics.
No,
so one of the first,
no, but,
one of the,
but,
go ahead.
Well, it's just you need to understand how many of the, you know, the younger people, the millennials and the Gen Zs, you need to understand how many of them are in your target market
mm-hmm.
so that you can adapt your technology to them, because they are definitely more more online and more tech savvy. But again, baby boomers are using their cell phones and just as much as almost as much as the young people are.
We're just not texting as much. So, all right, what's the first demographic trend that you're tracking right now?
Well, I mean, the number one thing, and I think this has got implications for everybody in the country, is that there's a rapidly declining birth rate,
mm-hmm.
and it's lower now than it was even during the Depression. I mean,
mm-hmm.
back in the early 30s, and you know, we're not replacing our population, and so people, they're just not new young people. People
the millennials aren't reproducing. Their millennials aren't replacing themselves. I saw a report in the Wall Street Journal this weekend about how many more people are living alone. And
that's right. That's right. And all of those things have tremendous impacts on all marketers, because it's, you know, families. It's married couples who have higher incomes, married couples who have children. That generates a huge spending boom
mm-hmm.
when families are formed and babies are born, and that's just not happening now.
Yep.
And you can't make new customers 20 years down the road if they're not being born.
What we're talking about is a demographic impact that's yet to come, because those humans haven't and probably won't be born.
That's right, and so we have a baby bust now. Immigration, you know, and immigrants have the opportunity to boost, you know, boost the population,
right.
And they've been a big contributor to growing population. But, you know, now immigrants often enter the marketplace at the lowest rung of the income ladder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, I mean, these are big factors. And I guess, you know, I look from a policy perspective, I think, you know, we should be encouraging people to have children, not have them, you know.
Well, the millennials are forming their households late. They're buying homes later. The women who are, you know, obviously have the babies, they're
right.
Marrying in their 30s, more of them than ever before, probably. And there's a clock ticking there that they have to deal
right.
with, and sometimes it just doesn't work out. And
that's right.
It's what it's doing. It's not only creating a future diminished generation. It's in terms of when it's going to have an impact, it's creating a lower number as well.
Right. Exactly. And I think we've tended to look at millennials and think, oh, well, they just because they're delayed in getting married and delayed in having children, they will catch up. But I think that is a fallacy.
No.
That's because of the clock.
The biological clock for the women.
Exactly.
So go ahead. Last thoughts on this one. I want to move over.
Another fallacy about demographics is this idea that the millennials are another baby boom. I mean, the millennials are generally the children of the baby
right.
boom generation, which came of age in the, you know, were born in the late 40s and 50s and came of age in the 60s and 70s. And while the millennials are larger than the baby boom, they actually, you know, they were absorbed into the consumer culture at a much slower pace than the baby boomers.
Right.
So the fact is the millennials are not another baby boom. They're a big generation, but they didn't arrive on the scene.
They're behaving differently. So are they producing we have the baby boomers. Are they producing the generation that we'll call the baby busters?
Yes, exactly. And the baby boomers, they're living longer. They're still here. So it's really important for
God bless
for
us, everyone,
marketers to,
right?
Yeah. I mean, marketers and businesses tend to look at people from, you know, from 30, 24 to 44 as being the prime period. But the fact is the baby boomers over 65 years old are that segment of the population is growing so much faster
right.
and they have so much more money.
And there are social funding issues in this too, folks, that's going to come to a head 20, 30 years from now that most people aren't even dealing with. But yet the demographics don't lie. They will not. It's going to happen. 20 after, right back with Pam Danziger, unitymarketingonline.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.